It's springtime at the ranch, everybody. That means sun, warmer weather, green grass, and Longhorns varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Take me out to the ball game.
Coach Greg Kubza is in his 13th season as head coach of the Longhorns and sends his club up against the always strong 26A competition en route to a district championship, a strong playoff showing, and a 6A championship game in Round Rock in June. Longhorns Varsity Baseball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by the generosity of the GRHS ABC sponsors and with continued support from the Lamar CISD Athletic Department and the George Ranch High School Administration. George Ranch Varsity Baseball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio, LCISD's first and only campus radio station in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Tom Tirando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's Longhorns Varsity Baseball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from Hightower High School in Missouri City, Texas, it's George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando alongside Julian Munoz. And it is 26A baseball for another night. We are down to game number 14 in a 16-game district season after tonight. Senior night is Friday at the ranch against Dulles. And then we'll be off for a full week and play our last game at Elkins High School, the home of the Knights, on April 28th. Julian?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, winding down last three games of the year, Longhorns in a five-horse race for those four playoff spots, and you really don't want it to come down like last year. Last year, Longhorns got the two seed thanks to a coin toss. We got some luck there. Coach Kubza got some luck there on his calls, so credit to him. But you really don't want it come down. You really don't want it to come down to that. You want to make sure you dominate these last three games. And especially with the two-seed Austin, they have to take on Ridgepoint. So if Ridgepoint beats Austin, we'll be tied for second with them. But you need to win these next three games in order to solidify your spot in the playoffs, no matter what.
George Ranch comes in at 14-14-2, 8-5 in 26A in third place. And on the other side of the scorebook, Hightower overall 13-7-1, 7-5, and in fourth place in 26A. And this sounds like a good time to talk about this. If the playoffs started today, which they don't, we still have about 2.5 weeks, but if they started today, Ridgepoint would play Seven Lakes, Austin High School would play Katy, George Ranch would play Tompkins, and Hightower would play Cinco Ranch in by-district play with 19-6A. So, again, doesn't start tonight, but always fun to look ahead and see the what-ifs of everything. We'll take a break here when we come back. Our interview with the Longhorns head coach, Greg Kubza. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
fans, I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at the ballpark, we had a chance, as we always do, to chat with the Longhorns head coach, Greg Kubza. Here's our interview. We're with Greg Kubza about an hour before the opening pitch at the home of the Hurricanes. This is Hightower High School. Season is winding down. Game three before the end of the season. You guys split over the weekend, dropped one at Ridgepoint, then picked one up again against the Bush Broncos. How do you feel as you move into the last three games?
They're crucial, all three of them, as far as, you know, where everybody's going to fall playoff-wise and, you know, where everybody's fighting for those second, third, and fourth spots. So, every game that we have here on out is important.
You are handing the ball to your senior left-hander, John Cantor. What do you want him to do, and what do you expect him to do?
And just what he's been doing all season. I mean, he's been pretty consistent all year, you know, throwing strikes and being in the zone. So we got to give him some help defensively and offensively, and hopefully we come out on top tonight.
Looking at the 26A standings and then at 19-6A, if the playoffs started today, you guys would be facing the Tompkins High School. What do you know about them if things started today?
Well, I've looked at them, you know, a little bit, you know, these last couple of weeks, just trying to, you know, pick up a few things. Don't know a whole lot. We probably will go, you know, take a look at them. We have a bye coming up, and I will probably send some of my assistant coaches to go, you know, get a look at them. They're good. I mean, they've got several kids back from that squad that they had last year. So, but we need to take care of business and take care of business tonight and see where everything, you know, falls, you know, at the very end, because that district over there is not set either. So there still could be some shakeup.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got about a week and a half left in 26A, as they do in 19-6A. So things can change. Teams can leapfrog back and forth.
Yeah, I mean it. And, you know, just looking at strength of schedule, there's possibilities that may happen. It may not, but you never know with baseball, and, you know, it's a funny sport. So we'll have to see when it's all said and done, you know, where we're at and which direction we're going.
We'll talk later about this on Friday, but what can you say this year about your senior class that'll be exiting the program?
With every senior class, I expect them to be leaders on the team, and they've done that. They've had some guys, you know, have been very vocal in the dugout all year long, and when they get an opportunity, you know, when they're playing. So, with every senior class, you know, it's just, you hate to see them go, but you know, that's what happens, and that's life. And I've been doing this for 27 years, and so I've seen a lot of young men come through, and, it's always gratifying to, you know, hopefully they take some things away from here into the program, you know, once they're out on their own and they're doing their own thing.
But a lot of baseball to play, and maybe we'll be talking about the senior class in Round Rock.
Yeah, well, we got a long way to go, but, that's the ultimate goal for every team when you start the season. So, we'll take one step at a time and see what happens.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
That's the Longhorns head coach, Greg Kubza, about an hour ago before the first pitch. Sounds like he is ready to get to these next three games and then see how things fall for his club versus 19-6A in the UIL playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Mr. T and Coach Kubza is absolutely right. Everything can shake up here in these last three games with strength of schedule and who's playing each other and with who wins and who loses. You know, last year we saw them take on a really tough Taylor team, and unfortunately they came up short. And this year, facing, in my opinion, a stronger Tompkins team as it stands. But this Longhorns team, way stronger than last year. Offense has been clicking at the plate. Pitching does need some work. 6.30 ERA. Team ERA on the season is pretty high. But with John Cantor on the mound tonight, and if we can have some bounce-back games in the future from Jackson Rifle, from Caleb O'Neill, some bounce-back games from them and some really big wins against these next three opponents, including tonight, could see them maybe push up into that two spot for 26A.
All right. The public address announcer has provided the starting lineup for George Ranch, the visiting team tonight here at Hightower High School. Julian, why don't you run down the lineup for George Ranch, and then I'll set the D for Hightower.
Absolutely. Mr. T leading off, as he normally has been, center fielder Ryan Barton. Batting second, you got at third base, Trent Richards. Batting third, Blake Beheeler. He's at first. Batting cleanup, Lane Walton, the shortstop. In the five hole, Trey Akins, he's in left today. At DH for John Cantor is Cody Ford. He's batting sixth. Batting seventh is the right fielder, Grant Reynolds. Batting eighth is the second baseman, Brady Duque. And rounding things off in the ninth spot, Brandon Mays.
All right, let's set the defense as the Hurricanes come out to take their position prior to the national anthem and the start of the game. In left field, Austin Bowen. In center field, Jeremy Payne. In right field, Christian Tilford. At third base, Dallas Torres, Angel Gutierrez at short, Dylan Turpo at second, Cody Jones at first. All right, our national anthem here at Hightower High School. Dallas Torres is at third base. Angel Gutierrez at short. Dylan Turpo at second. Cody Jones at first. On the mound tonight for the Hurricanes, Braylon Kazee back behind the plate. And we saw him the last time we saw the Hurricanes. Richard Starnes is the Hurricane catcher. So Bowen, Payne, and Tilford in left, center, and right. Torres, Gutierrez, Turpo, and Jones, the infield third to first, battery of Braylon Kazee and Richard Starnes.
First pitch here, a couple minutes. Pitcher for Hightower, Kazee, he's taking his warm-up pitches. Left-hander, seen Longhorns face a lot of left-handers here recently.
Last time we faced the Hurricanes, it was at George Ranch, a four-and-a-half inning affair. Longhorns won at 10-0. Two extra base hits by Ryan Barton, a triple by Beheeler, and some RBIs, two hits by Trent Richards. It was a shortened game by the run rule. Longhorns looking to do that again with John Cantor on the mound.
And he pitched a no-hitter. I mean, might not go down in the record books as an official no-hitter because it was a short game, but he didn't allow a hit through four and a half innings, and we're looking for him to do that again here, facing the same Hightower side.
Yeah, big game for John, and we'll run down his numbers when he takes the mound in the bottom of the first. The most successful pitcher on the staff for George Ranch, the senior lefty, has been in nine games. This will be number 10. He's got a 6-2 record, and then we'll follow up with some additional numbers here when John takes the mound.
All right, it's time to play ball here from Missouri City. Well, looks like we're going to get a start time of right at 7 on the dot. Beautiful night for some baseball. Wind blowing out to left center field. Solid 76 degrees at first pitch.
Thank you to Fort Bend ISD Athletics and Hightower High School for our awesome setup. We're right behind home plate, just kind of shaded towards the third base dugout, so we don't affect either pitcher on the mound, but a nice vantage point to call the game.
Ryan Barton up. He is second on the team in average. He's hitting .365, has one home run to his name, and he was robbed of one that went off the top tippity top of the wall in preseason play. First pitch to him in there for a strike on the outside corner from the lefty.
Underway at exactly 7 o'clock, as you pointed out. Nice timing.
1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. Right fielder under it. He will make the grab for the first out. Quick start to the game. Barton flies out. And that'll bring up Trent Richards.
Most of the Longhorn hitters will jump on the first couple pitches they see. They like to, you know, greet the opposing pitcher with their bats blazing. Blake Behealer has a great eye at the plate. Trent Richards is up next. But normally the Longhorns will want to jump on some of those early pitches, see what they can do.
First pitch to Richards outside. Richards batting .327 on the year, but in 26A play, he's batting over .400. Started off the year pretty slow in tournament play, but has really picked it up here in 26A. That 1-0 pitch is outside. Back-to-back curveballs from Kazoo. Lefty winds and deals. Swung on and hit out to medium center field, and it is caught for the second out.
So each of the first two batters saw two pitches. The first one was called a ball. Second one they knocked out to the outfield, first to right field, now to center, and that brings up Blake Behealer.
Behealer leading the team in average, also RBIs, and also has six homers on the year.
And Kazee on the mound is a quick worker. He brings the ball as soon as the batter is ready. That one is outside, but he wants to get after it as well. So you got hitters that want to hit and a pitcher that wants to bring the ball to the plate.
This one might have gotten past the catcher, and we'll get a stoppage of play as Lane Walton on deck retrieves the ball.
Hey, let's go, Blake. All right, well, as the first two batters, this pitch should be hit out to left field, but we'll see.
Maybe over the wall, ideally. This one's taken for a strike, so it's 1-1 now on Behealer.
Blake, the leader in many categories across the stat sheet, starting with average.
This one drilled up the middle, play made by the pitcher. He will throw it on to first for the final out. Longhorns go down 1-2-3. We'll go to the bottom of the second here from Missouri City, Texas.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at the ballpark, Julian has the lineup for the Hurricanes.
Thank you, Mr. T. Batting first, leading things off for the Hurricanes is shortstop Angel Gutierrez. Batting second, left fielder Austin Brown. Batting third, center fielder Jeremy Payne in the cleanup spot. The catcher, Richard Starnes. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Balen Kazee. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Dylan Turpo. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dallas Torres. In the eighth spot, right fielder, Christian Telford. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Cody Jones.
And before we run the Longhorn defense for you, let's give you some numbers on the senior lefty, John Cantor. This is game number 10. He's 6-2, has thrown 34 and a third innings. His ERA is 3.79. He's given up 28 hits, struck out 37, walked only six, hit one batter. A neat stat to look at if you're into these numbers, a whip of 0.99. So he gives up less than one hit and walk per inning.
Barely.
Barely, yeah.
First pitch from the senior southpaw. Swung on, fouled off to the left side.
All right, out in left field, Trey Akins, Ryan Barton in center, Grant Reynolds in right, Trent Richards at third, Lane Walton at short, Brady Duque at second, Blake Behealer at first. Battery of John Cantor and Brandon Mays tonight behind the plate.
Brandon Mays behind the plate for Braswell. He started against Bush, had a really productive day, 2-for-3 with two extra base hits. On one, that 0-1 pitch fouled off behind the plate, and it's 0-2 quickly.
Finish!
Senior southpaw looks in to Mays. 0-2 pitch from Cantor. Just outside. Could have been called strike three, but umpire did not give it to Cantor, and it's 1-2.
Maybe outside, maybe a little bit high. It was hard to tell what caused that to be called a ball, but Cantor's ready.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up a mile high on the infield. Richards and Walton under it. Richards will make the play for the first out.
Gutierrez. Nice spot for that pitch against Gutierrez. Brought it in a little bit on his hands, and all he could do was pop it up to Trent Richards at third, Austin Bowen at the plate.
Gutierrez goes down P5, and that brings up Austin Bowen. Playing left field tonight. First pitch, swung on, fouled back to the screen. Cantor loves to work quick and sometimes takes a little bit longer to wind up and really throws off the timing of the hitters. He's really been successful while doing that this season. 0-1 pitch. Curveball inside and fouled off to the left side.
Bowen way ahead of that one. All he could do is knock it over towards the third base dugout where the Longhorns are. And now Cantor way ahead. 0-2. And you're right, we have two pitchers tonight that really want to get after it. Once they toe the rubber and the batter's ready, they're bringing the baseball.
Would not mind a quick game, another quick game. Here is the 0-2 pitch. On the outside corner, swung on and missed for strike three. First strikeout of the night for Cantor. And there's quickly two outs.
Jeremy Payne, the center fielder. At the plate, he was 0-for-2 in that shortened game at George Ranch a few weeks ago. Flew out to center and grounded back to Cantor on the mound.
First pitch, high for ball one. One oh on Payne. Here is the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, popped up right by the mound. Richards under it. He'll make the play for the final out. So both sides go down 1-2-3. Two pop outs to Richards in the bottom half. We go to the top of the second, tied at 0.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, You have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
That guy's got a neat voice. Back at the ballpark, top of the second, Lane Walton, Trey Akins, and the DH, Cody Ford, expected up for George Ranch.
Walton had a bit of an off game against Ridge Point, bounced back against Bush pretty nicely. He's batting 333 on the year.
And both pitchers in control in the early going. Seven pitches thrown by Braylon Kazee in the top of the first. In the bottom of the first, Cantor threw nine pitches and got his three batters out. The Longhorns looking to get some base runners on and played a few runs here in the top of the second. And that last pitch that Cantor threw to Jeremy Payne that he popped up to third, he was so far out in front of that one, he took something off of it, put a little bend into it, and really had the batter off kilter.
Top of the second, Lane Walton up. Here's the first pitch from Kazee. Inside, and it almost hits Walton, but gets to the backstop. One-oh pitch inside for ball two. I believe this might be the first time that we've seen the third pitch to a batter.
You are right. Blake Behealer got a third pitch.
This one fouled off, and it's 2-1.
All right, so now Walton will get a fourth one here.
Here is the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, little swinging bunt, and Walton will be on, no throw. So infield single for Walton on that check swing that may, didn't make contact with, but it'll work.
Nice excuse-me swing by a left-handed batter and just put it down towards third, and really nothing Dallas Torres can do from third base with that one. Longhorns with a base runner.
Trey Akins up, 338 on the year. Batting, 338 as average. Has one homer. That was a pretty district play. This one high and away for ball one. Walton off of first after his check swing bunt. This one low to Akins, and it's 2-0.
With the first five batters now, Kazee has come in with a ball on the first pitch, and all of the Longhorn batters are starting ahead in the count.
2-0 pitch, swung on, little dribbler to the shortstop. Gutierrez goes to second for one, over to first, not in time. So fielder's choice for Akins. Walton out 6-4, and Akins on first.
Brings up the big man, Cody Ford. He's the DH tonight. Out in right field is Grant Reynolds. They have been alternating out in right field of late. Cody's bat has really heated up over the last five or six games, and he's looking to do something here and drive in Trey Akins.
Really been seeing the ball really well ever since the Austin matchup last week. First pitch to Ford, swung on and missed. Looked like an excuse-me swing there from the DH.
Two lefties tonight. Kazee facing Ford, a right-handed hitter.
0-1 pitch from Kazee. Way high and away. Looked like he lost his grip on that curveball, and it's 1-1. One-one pitch to Ford. Low and away for ball two.
Nice game time temp of 76, wind blowing out of the southeast at about 12 to 13 miles an hour, which means at this ballpark, it's coming from right field and blowing out towards left and left center at the home of the Hurricanes.
2-1 pitch fouled off over the screen, and it's 2-2. Not be surprised to see Akins on the move here with a two-strike count. It's a pretty good hit-and-run situation if Ford can make contact. If not, speed of Akins will for sure be on second. Two-two pitch. Akins takes off, swung on, and fly ball right center field. It will split the gap. Akins rounding third. He's heading for home. He will be in there with no throw, and the Longhorns up 1-0 thanks to a RBI double from the big man, Cody Ford.
That's exactly what you called for. Akins on the move, and a nice hit and run. Cody Ford finds a gap in right center and doubles him home. Longhorns lead 1-0.
Great swing there from Ford. Got a curveball over the plate and just drove it to right center field. That's the ideal swing if you're a right-handed batter. It's like a stoppage of play.
Let's see what's happening here. Looks like the catcher is trading in one mitt for another, and now he's ready to go. That's Richard Starnes, who's behind the plate.
Grant Reynolds up. He's batting 286 on the year. We've seen him in Ford switch spots in right and DHing. So could see the runner. Oh, never mind. He's on second. I thought he was on first. Could see a sacrifice bunt with Speedy Reynolds on deck. He could be. With the Speedy Reynolds up, he could be even bunting for a hit. First pitch to him. Swung on. Little chopper up the middle. Gutierrez on it. He will make the play in the dirt. Picked up by the first baseman for the second out. Ford moves up to third. So it almost works as a sacrifice bunt.
Yeah, almost. And Grant got jammed just a bit on that one, but had enough power on it to get it past the mound to the shortstop. And Ford took third on the 6-3 put out. Brady Duque at the plate.
First pitch, Duque swung on and drilled to left. Left fielder under it to make the play for the final out. But on the inning, Longhorns put up a run on two hits, no errors, and a runner stranded on third. We go to the bottom of the second. Longhorns up 1-0.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHSI Radio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill, Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Coldwell Banker, Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorns Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Moving to the bottom of the second inning, the catcher, Richard Starnes, pitcher, Braylon Kazee, and then the second baseman, Dylan Turpo, due up for Renard Brown's Hurricanes in the bottom of the second.
Cantor had a really efficient nine-pitch inning, including a strikeout and two pop-ups to Richards.
As we pointed out in the bottom of the first, John really had the batters that popped up. He had them out on their front foot, and really all they can do with a ball like that is pop it up.
Starnes up. His first at-bat of the night here in the bottom of the second. Cantor wanted to go quick. Starnes not letting him. All right, first pitch to Starnes. Curveball swung on, popped up to the right side. Duque under it. He'll make the play for the first out. Three pop-ups now for Cantor. Four batters in. And the only non-pop-up was a strikeout.
And all infield pop-ups as well. Braylon Kazee, his opposite number on the mound, is up. Big left-handed hitter.
Cantor comes set. Here's the first pitch. Swung on and missed. Big breaking ball from Cantor. Had Kazee way out in front and way off balance. It's 0-1.
Nice sweeping curve from John.
We really see two different type of curveballs from Cantor. He has that sweeping one, and he has a more of a 12-6. There is that 12-6 swung on and missed for strike two.
Yeah, slightly different pitch, but same result, and way ahead now of Kazee 0-2.
Seems like Cantor can get that 12-6 curveball in there for a strikeout almost any point. Look like that sweeping curveball can be used more as a strikeout pitch, and just as I was saying, he gets the strikeout on that sweeping slider, curveball.
Second one of the game and 39th of the season for John Cantor. Dylan Turpo, the second baseman, is up.
Cantor had 9 last game and was one out away from getting his 10th. I mean, he was 6 2/3 into the game, and Coach Kubza decided to pull him, brought in Rifle. And Rifle came in, threw one pitch, got a ground at the third. Would have loved to see Cantor try to get that last batter with 7 pitches remaining on his count. Here's the first pitch. Swung on. Little dribbler to the right side. Behealer on it. Toss over to first. Cantor covering for the out. Another extremely quick inning for the Longhorns. And Hightower goes down 1-2-3. We go to the top of the third. Longhorns up 1-0.
All of us love sports. But not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
Moving to the top of the third, catcher Brandon Mays, and then the top of the order, Ryan Barton and Trent Richards.
Mays, 2-for-3 last game against Bush, had a really productive game behind the plate. 2 extra base hits, double and a triple. First pitch to him, low in the dirt for ball one. When Mays has played, he's been pretty productive with extra base hits. Seems like almost all of his hits has been extra base hits. Here's the pitch, swung on, hit up the middle. Gutierrez on it. He will make the play for the first out.
Boy, that was a nice
play
at shortstop. Angel Gutierrez moved to his left and just picked up the ball in stride. A nice throw across the diamond. Ryan Barton's up next.
Yeah, Gutierrez is a really smooth shortstop. I've seen him play a ton. Plays with a lot of our Longhorns on select ball. So they know each other pretty well, and Gutierrez is one of the smoothest shortstops you'll see at the high school level. Here's Ryan Barton, first pitch, low and away for ball one.
I know you and Jason talk about that quite a bit on the broadcast, how much all of these guys see each other in the off season, play select ball, play fall ball. So they're all over Fort Bend and LCISD, and so they get to see them a lot.
1-0 pitch fouled off by Barton, and it's 1-1. very quick game. Very unusual for the Longhorns. Looks like, seems like the first three innings always take forever. But we are only 24 minutes in. It's already the third inning. This 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two.
Longhorns posted a run in the top of the second on a RBI double by Cody Ford, driving in Trey Akins from second base.
3-1 count now on Barton, as that one was low and below the knees. Here is the 3-1 pitch, swung on and popped up shallow center field. This one will stay in the infield, actually. Gutierrez under it for the second out. Lefty pitcher Kazee really working quickly and making Longhorn hitters uncomfortable, producing some weak contact besides Cody Ford's in the gap.
Last time we saw Kazee, he was playing first base, struck out twice to John Cantor. That was about 3 weeks ago or so.
Struck out his first at bat, so clearly not seeing his counterpart well. This one high and away, and it's quickly 2-0 on Richards. Here is the 2-0 pitch. In there for a strike. Richards swings and grounds out to third. Good play there from the third baseman, 5-3. Longhorns go down 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the third. Longhorns up 1-0.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
Back at the ballpark, bottom three of the Hurricanes order, Dallas Torres, Christian Tilford, and Cody Jones to face John Cantor.
Cantor, 14 pitches through two innings, seven pitches an inning, and his last inning was only five. So really impressive stuff from the senior southpaw as he is once again dominating this Hurricanes lineup.
And Kazee doing, you know, about the same, or he's got a nice rate of pitches, 31 pitches through three innings. So both pitchers moving it along and not wasting any time and not wasting any pitches against these batters.
Dallas Torres up, made a nice play going to his left to end the top of the third. First pitch in there for a strike. Fastball there from Cantor. Good pitch to start the at-bat. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch from the southpaw. Batter scores a round, but it's called a strike. He pulls it back, and it's 0-2. Scoreboard operator having some difficulties. It's 0-2 on Torres. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up right side, shallow outfield. It will actually stay in the infield, and the healer will make the play. So four pop-ups, that's the fourth, to start this ball game.
Yeah, a couple to Trent Richards in the first inning, one to Brady Duquet in the second, and the third inning starts with a pop to Blake the healer.
Christian Telford up. First pitch from Cantor on the outside corner for strike one. Cantor really working effectively. That first batter, Torres, faced three pitches. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball high. This one stays up. Tried to get that one over for a strike. It's 1-1. 1-1 pitch from Cantor. Fastball blown right by Telford, and it's 1-2. We're seeing Telford getting into his stance really early this at-bat, preparing for Cantor and his quick delivery. This time, Cantor taking his time. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Fastball driven out to left. It'll split the gap. Akins will cut it off. So a one-out single for Telford, and that's the Hightower Hurricanes' first hit after 9 1/3 innings off of, never mind, after 7 1/3 inning from Cantor.
Yeah, he really got the barrel of the bat on that one and split it out between Akins and Ryan Barton. So one on and one out.
Cody Jones at the plate. First pitch to him is in there for a strike, breaking ball outside corner. It's 0-1. Jones didn't like it. But that was a good spot from Cantor.
I think John got away with one on that. It could have been called either way. It was kind of on the outside part of the plate.
This one up and in. Buckled Jones, but he got lucky and it stayed up for ball one. It's 1-1. One-one pitch. We're going to pick off first. In there safely is Telford.
Not his best move, but a good one nonetheless. And keeping Telford close.
Jones back in the box now. Another pickoff. This one closer, but Telford in there standing nonetheless.
And a different move over to first base that time. Just a slide step and a quick throw by Cantor as runner heading back to first.
Another pickoff. No chance. It's 1-1 still.
That would be it if this was the major leagues.
Runner would be on second. Be considered a balk. 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike. Runner takes off. Throw it on the second. Not in time. Hits the base runner. And he's on second with a stolen base.
Pitch called a strike to Cody Jones. He's behind Cantor now 1-2. And some good wheels by Telford. The throw is a little bit to the left side of second base.
Looked like a delayed steal there. He had a really bad jump or that was intentional. Nonetheless, it worked. So, 1-2 pitch on the way from Cantor. Just outside. Very close pitch. Could have gone either way. It's 2-2. Telford off a second. 2-2 pitch to Cody Jones. Breaking ball swung on and fouled off to the left side. Stays 2-2.
Jones, a nice job just spoiling that pitch from Cantor so we can live to see another one. This will be pitch number 6 that Cody Jones sees.
Two-two pitch from Cantor. Inside, and it hits Jones. So back-to-back base runners for the Hurricanes, and they're in business here with one out. That one ran in on him. lost control. Canter hit him in the front shoulder.
Yeah, definitely that one got away from John. He's not usually far off the plate or inside to a batter. It's only the second hit batsman this year for Canter.
Brings up Angel Gutierrez, popped up to Richards to lead off the game. He's up here with one out. Another pop-up would be an infield fly. First pitch, breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. It's 1-0 here on the shortstop, Gutierrez. 1-0 pitch. Fastball popped up a mile high. Richards under it. Umpire calls infield fly if fair, but foul. But nonetheless, Richards made the catch for the second out.
Third pop-up caught by third baseman Trent Richards. This one in foul territory. The first one he grabbed. And now with two outs, a Longhorn D can settle back just a bit, and Canter can go to work on Austin Bowen.
Second pop-up for Gutierrez, both of them to Richards. Canter looks in. Big lead over there at first, but Heeler not covering. Got a step off from Canter.
We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio, live Longhorns baseball from Hightower High School.
First pitch, Bowen scores a round, throw it on to second. Not in time. Richards picked it on a hop, and that was Telford in there just under the tag. Jones up to second on the throw. So Hurricanes showing off some wheels here in the bottom of the third. Two steals on the inning for Telford. Two stolen bases. 0-1 pitch. High and away for ball one. Had to wait for the call there. Looks like umpire flinched almost and then showed 1-1. Time called behind the plate. Mays out to the mound for a visit.
Kind of in that period of time when the sun has gone down and the lights aren't 100% effective, and they may be talking about the signs or how the signs are displayed by Brandon Mays. Canter may have some trouble seeing those signs.
1-1 pitch from Canter. Swung on, popped up right side, but it'll go out of play for strike two.
Canter trying to post another strikeout on Austin Bowen. Austin struck out in the bottom of the first.
Canter comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball smacked out to center. It drops. That brings in one. Barton with the throw home. It is in time at the plate. One run scores, but the second run is cut down at home. And an impressive throw from the center fielder, Ryan Barton. But the Hightower Hurricanes tie things up at one here in the third. One run scores on two hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. Things tied up at one.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Blake Behealer, Lane Walton, and Trey Akins do up the 3-4-5 hitters for Greg Kubza in the top of the fourth. And I wanted to bring everybody up to date on Lady Longhorn softball. If the playoffs started today, Ridgepoint would play Tompkins. George Ranch in second place in 26A would play Seven Lakes. Travis would play Cinco Ranch, and Dulles would play the undefeated Katy Lady Tigers at 13-0. That's if the playoffs started tonight. There's one more game remaining on the Longhorn schedule that comes up on Friday, and then they'll look ahead in actuality to see what the bi-district draw will be.
Yeah, Travis takes on Ridgepoint tonight. That's a huge game. If Travis beats the Lady Panthers, the Longhorns will take that number one spot in the district. First pitch to Behealer as he leads things off with a ball. Grounded out to the pitcher in his first at bat. This one flied out lazily to left. It gets by the left fielder. It's gone for a home run. Had some confusion, but a leadoff homer for Blake Behealer, his seventh on the year.
And that one caught everybody by surprise. The left fielder lost it. He came in a couple steps, then turned around. We lost it because of, again, the conditions at the moment. And all of a sudden, the home plate umpire is giving the round tripper signal.
Yeah, I couldn't see the ball at all with a little bit of an overcast and that evening setting, as you mentioned earlier. First pitch to Walton in there quickly, and it's a strike. So it's 2-1 now. This one inside to Walton, it's 1-1. Kazee working extremely quickly here in the top of the fourth. That one low, it's 3-1. Kind of hard to keep looking down at the scorecard and back up. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Low and away in the dirt. Never mind, that was 2-1, and it's 3-1, I believe, now, if not full.
I think 3-1 is what I have in the book.
3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for the second strike. It's now full.
Hurricanes tied it up in the bottom of the third at 1. Blake Behealer broke that tie with one swing. And Longhorns lead 2-1.
Walton takes ball 4 in the dirt, and he's on first with nobody out here.
Trey Akins at the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice. The Hurricanes started a double play, but Trey beat out his end of it, and then he came around to score on the double by Cody Ford.
First pitch to Akins, way outside for ball one. He stole second on that hit and run to Ford as Ford knocked one in the gap. Akins was on the move, and he could score easily. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Blake Behealer led things off in the top of the fourth with a homer, seventh on the year. Lane Walton on first after the no-out walk. Throw down to first, not in time. It's 2-1 on Akins. Walton, a speedy runner. Could definitely steal one here if the hit and run is in play for Coach Kubza. Saw a similar situation. 2-1 pitch outside for ball 3. Three-one count. Akins should have the green light. See if he can get a pitch to hit. 3-1 pitch swung on and missed. Huge hack from the left fielder. But he could not come up with any contact. It's now full. Payoff pitch. Runner takes off. This one is poked down the line and down. That'll be extra bases for Akins. Walton coming around third. He will head for home. Akins going to third. The throw is thrown to third. Akins out at third, but not before Walton scores the second run of the inning. And the Longhorns take a 3-1 lead courtesy of a RBI double from Trey Akins.
Boy, what a nice piece of hitting by Trey Akins. He got the bat on that outside pitch, dropped it down the right field line, got the double thrown out at third base, but picks up the RBI. Longhorns lead 3-1.
Great swing there from Akins. Got a outside fastball and just took it the opposite way. Level swing and drove it out down the line. First pitch to Ford is outside.
Cody drove in the first Longhorn run with that double in the top of the second.
Swan is outside for ball two. Two-oh pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Little get me over curveball. Ford takes it 2-1. Two-one pitch. Another breaking ball. This one stays high. It's 3-1.
Nice hitter's pitch for Cody Ford coming up.
Swung on and missed. Another huge hack from the big man, Cody Ford. And it's full once again. Three straight full count pitches. This one low in the dirt for ball four. So now with the runner on first, Kazee will have to slow his windup down in order to avoid a balk. And that brings up Grant Reynolds.
Cody Ford moves well, so if Grant Reynolds can get a ball into the outfield, we'll see what Ford can do, motoring around second, maybe getting to third, and if it's a gapper, all the way around to score.
Reynolds scores on a bunt. This one back to the screen. It's 0-1. Could have been a bunt for a hit attempt. Looks like he was trying to put one down the right, down the first base line and get on with the first base having to come over. He was out the box by the time he attempted to bunt. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the right side. It's 0-2.
First time up in the second, Gutierrez retired Grant Reynolds on a smooth play at short.
Runner takes off. This one is swung on and hit out to left. Left fielder under it for the second out of the inning. Ford back to first as he was taken off on the play.
Brady Duquet at the plate. He lined out to Austin Bowen in left field in the first at bat.
Yeah, he really put a good swing on that one. If he can get a hold of one with the wind blowing at the left, we might see his first of the year. This one fouled off to the right side.
Brady did put a good swing on it, as you pointed out, and I don't think Austin Bowen had to move an inch or so. It was a line drive right to him on the first pitch he saw.
0-1 pitch to Duquet. Outside, good play by the catcher to keep it in front of him, and it's 1-1. Duquet has been swinging a great bat here in district play, has been really unlucky with some of the outcomes. 1-1 pitch grounded to the first baseman. He will make the play for the third out of the inning. On the inning, two runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Longhorns up 3-1.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors.
Our GRHS maroon and black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the fourth, Jeremy Payne, Richard Starnes, and Braylon Kazee. Due up hitters 3, 4, and 5 in the Hurricanes lineup.
John Cantor out for his fourth inning of work. Been working pretty quickly.
John, 33 pitches through 3 innings. This will be pitch number 34 coming up.
First pitch to Payne. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one.
Last time, Payne popped up to Trent Richards, one of three pop-ups that Trent has caught in this early part of the game.
1-0 pitch, low and away for ball two. Two-oh pitch, swung on, and little lazy fly ball out to right center field. Reynolds under it for the first out of the inning.
Richard Starnes popped up to Brady Duque in his first at bat in the bottom of the second, batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Cantor went 1-2-3 in the first couple innings, ran into just a bit of trouble in the third, gave up a hit, hit a batter, gave up a second hit, and that was an RBI single, and that tied the game at one, and the Longhorns posted a couple more.
First pitch to Starnes is up for ball one. One oh pitch from Cantor. Another fastball up for ball two. Two oh pitch on the way from the senior southpaw. This one inside for ball three. That was a close call. Could have gone either way. It's 3-0 on Starnes. Here's the 3-0 pitch outside for ball four. So a one-out walk here for Starnes, and the Hurricanes could be on here in the bottom of the fourth.
First walk of the ball game by John Cantor. Kazee struck out in the second. And it looks like a courtesy runner at first base. Catch a number there, and we'll be glad to tell you fans who that is.
Coach Kubza out to the mound for a visit with his senior.
Looks like number 8, it is Ruiz. That is Rogelio Ruiz doing the running for Richard Starnes, the catcher, as the courtesy runner. Quick confab by Greg Kubza.
Batting Baylen Kazee, the pitcher tonight for the Hurricanes. He's allowed three runs so through four innings so far.
Everybody was ready except the home plate umpire, and now he's ready.
First pitch to Kazee. We'll get a pick off to first, not in time. First pitch to Kazee. Runner takes off. Throw down to second. In time for the out. Mays hoses the runner at second base. And there are two outs here in the fourth. Pitch was also called a strike, I believe. That was also a really impressive pick by the shortstop, Waltz, and he had to pick it off the dirt and make a quick tag.
Nice throw by Brandon Mays right on the money. Good glove work down at second by Lane Walton.
This one swung on and missed for, I believe, strike two. It's 0-2 here on Kazee. He struck out in the second.
Nice way to erase the bitter taste in your mouth that you walked a batter if you throw out the runner on the next couple pitches.
This one, little dribbler to Cantor. He will make the play, flip over to first, forward to third out. Hightower goes down 1-2-3 with a caught stealing at second. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Longhorns up 3-1.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late night bus ride home after a hard fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at the ballpark, Brandon Mays, Ryan Barton, and Trent Richards, the hitters coming up in the top of the fifth. Longhorns lead 3-1. They went ahead in the ballgame in the fourth on a solo homer by Blake Behealer and an RBI double by Trey Akins.
Brandon Mays up. He grounded out to Gutierrez to lead off the third inning. Kazee in for his fifth inning of work. First pitch to Mays. Swung on and hit high in the air to center field. Center fielder camped under it for the first out.
One pitch, one out. Pitch was right down Broadway, and Brandon Mays hit it out to center field. Now the top of the order. Ryan Barton coming up. He's popped out twice, flew out to right field in the first and popped up to the shortstop Gutierrez in the third.
First pitch to Barton in there for strike one. Good pitch there from Kazee on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. This one dribbled hard by the third baseman for a one-out single from Ryan Barton.
Quick hands there by Ryan Barton and just drilled it by Dallas Torres at third. One on and one out. Trent Richards at the plate. He's 0-2.
Dribbled
0-2, rather. Sorry.
Dribbled might have not been the right word. He smoked that ball right past the third baseman on the ground. So there's a runner on first with one out for Richards. 0-2 with a ground out to the third baseman and a fly out to center. First pitch to Richards. Line to second. He picks it up on a hop. Throw to second in time. Throw to first. Pass the first baseman. And it will roll off the wall. Richards up to second. So a fielder's choice. And an E6 on the throw from Gutierrez allows Richards to get up to second.
And last time up, Blake Behealer hit a solo home run that neither one of us saw.
I don't think anyone saw.
Including the three of us, if you include Austin Bowen out in left field. He never saw that ball.
I believe the only person that might have seen it was Behealer. First pitch outside for ball one. One oh pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, and it's 2-0.
On that double play attempt, Dylan Turpo did a nice job kind of shuffling the ball over to Gutierrez at second for the lead out, but Gutierrez realized that Richards was moving down the line, and he really had to get it over there.
Oh, my God, that one is smoked. Left center field. It will be caught. Great play by the left fielder to rob Behealer of extra bases and rob the Longhorns of another run. Longhorns don't score on a hit and one error, one runner left on base. So we go to the bottom of the fifth. Longhorns up 3-1.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 826,000 high school student athletes in Texas have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Texas high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
Lefty John Cantor back out on the mound to work inning number five. He'll face Dylan Turpo, Dallas Torres, and Christian Tilford, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Hurricanes.
Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pretty quick game. 8:03. We're just over an hour and already in the later innings of the ballgame. Quick one here from Missouri City, Texas. First pitch. Swung on. Pop up. Foul territory. And Behealer runs into the umpire. Both look to be all right. And that'll just be a foul ball.
Blake turned around to run after that ball and smack dab into the umpire who is standing behind him. Now both umpires are talking.
I don't know what they could be talking about.
Might be a concern by the base umpire that he may have impeded Blake Behealer a little bit, but really nothing he can do about that. Maybe also just taking a breather after running into Blake.
Called foul ball. And might have needed that breather. Might have needed that breather with the big Blake Fahila running, storming right into him.
I agree.
So it's 0-1 on Turpo. Here's the pitch from Cantor. Breaking ball. This one popped up shallow right field. Reynolds under it for the first out.
Brings up Dallas Torres. He popped up in fair territory to Blake Behealer when he had his first at bat in the bottom of the third, batting now in the bottom of the fifth.
First pitch swung on, tipped behind the plate. It's 0-1.
Nice job behind the plate by Brandon Mays tonight. Jack Braswell not in the lineup. Brandon doing a nice job directing things for the Longhorns, catching a good game with Cantor, threw out a runner at second.
Oh, one pitch swung on and fouled off over the screen for the second strike. It's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch from the southpaw. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Mays throws the first in time for the second out. Torres goes down on a strikeout, 2-3 put out.
Third strikeout of the night by Cantor facing Telford. Telford got the first hit of the ball game for the Hurricanes off of Cantor in the bottom of the third, came around to score.
First pitch to Telford. Swung on and dribbled up the middle. Walton, and he gets right through his legs. Walton could not get the glove down on it. That'll be a E6. Little Bill Buckner action at short.
He was certainly in place soon enough. Lane kind of glided to his left, but it went right through the wickets and out into left center. Man on, two outs.
Brings up Cody Jones. He bats with two outs here, one out. Two outs with runner on first, excuse me.
Hit in the lead shoulder by Cantor in the third.
First pitch from Cantor in there for strike one. Good pitch there to Jones.
Cody Jones went all the way around but was thrown out on a nice play by Ryan Barton and a nice tag by Brandon Mays.
A one pitch. Swung on and missed. Looks like Jones wanted to lay off of that one but made his mind up too early. Swung at the last second. It's 0-2.
Cantor muscled up on that one, put a lot on it. And you're right, Cody Jones was uncertain what he wanted to do with that one.
Swung on and fouled off. It's still 0-2. O2 pitch from Cantor. Inside, almost hit Jones. And it's 1-2.
Here we go, Jen.
One, two pitch. Gotta check over at the runner on first, not in time.
We talked about this earlier when there were runners on in the third inning. Cantor has two distinct moves going over to first. One's kind of a snap throw from kind of the sidearm variety, and that one is a little more direct.
So this one is popped up. Shallow left, Aikens in on it, and he will make the play to retire the side. Cody Jones goes down with a little fly out to left. We go to the top of the sixth. Longhorns still up 3-1.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Michelle Fisher, Lane Walton, Trey Aikens, and Cody Ford due up in the top of the sixth for George Ranch. Lane Walton is 1-for-1 with a walk. Trey Aikens doubled in a run in the fourth. And Cody Ford doubled in a run, the first run the Longhorns got in the second. So some big hitter coming up for the Longhorns, 4, 5, and 6.
We enter the top of the sixth inning. 8-11 is the current time. Really quick ball game. Both pitchers working quickly. Cantor, 54 pitches through five. Really efficient work from him.
No complaint here. If we get home a little bit earlier than usual. These student athletes aren't complaining either if they get home a little bit earlier than they normally do.
First pitch to Walton in the dirt. 4-1.
Lane singled in the second and was erased on the front end of a double play attempt.
A 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. It's now 1-1.
Trey Aikens beat out the second half of that attempt.
This one is hit out to right. It's in the gap. Seems like everyone lost it. That'll be a Walton digging for third. He will be out at third, trying to get the triple. So one out here in the top of the sixth.
What's the old baseball adage? Never make the first or last out at third. He doubled into the gap and then tried to stretch it a little bit. And got thrown out, so credit Lane Walton with his second hit. And then a nice relay throw from the right fielder gets him a third.
Yeah, it seems like everyone in the ballpark couldn't see it once again. First pitch to Aikens in there for a strike. Looked like the right fielder was under it, and then he lost it, which everyone else lost it, and it fell in the gap. Walton would have been easily on second, but he tried for third, and he was out by a pretty good margin. So now it's 1-1 on the left fielder, Aikens. This one swung on and hit on the ground to second. Throw to first in time for the second out.
Brings up Cody Ford, officially 1-for-1. RBI double in the second. Walked and was stranded in the fourth.
Ford's been swinging a good bat as of late. Saw him really break out against Austin last Monday. First pitch to Ford. High for ball one.
Longhorns trying for the first time this year to go ahead of the league at 15-14-2 with a victory tonight. And they'll be 9-5 overall with two games to play in 26A play.
It's 1-1 to Ford. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball two.
Cody trying to get on for Grant Reynolds.
2-1 pitch outside for ball three. Being going to strike here, he could definitely put some good contact on it and drive one in the gap, if not over the wall. 3-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the right side. Another big swing there from Ford on a 3-1 count, and it's full.
Had to kind of go down in his stance to dig that one and fouled it off over the first base dugout. Full count coming up.
Payoff pitch to Ford. Swung on and hammered to left center field. Left fielder on it. Ford, he third out. Another really good running play from the left fielder, Bowen. That'll retire the side. Longhorns go down 1-2-3 thanks to some great defense from the Hurricanes. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Longhorns up 3-1.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at Hightower High School, Angel Gutierrez, Austin Bowen, Jeremy Payne, the 1-2-3 hitters for the Hurricanes, will face John Cantor out on the mound for his sixth inning of work. When he throws the first pitch to Gutierrez, that'll be pitch number 55 for John.
54 pitches through five innings is really impressive work from the senior southpaw. Seems like he's been Coach Cubs' most reliable arm this season. Really consistent. Allows one, two runs at most. Really fills the zone and induces a lot of weak contact. We've seen a lot of weak contact today. Even the hits he's given up have been pretty weak contact. First pitch, low for ball one.
Gutierrez has popped up twice to Trent Richards, once in fair territory, rather, and the other in foul territory.
1-0 pitch. In there for a strike. Get me over breaking ball. That was more of that 12-6 action, as I was talking about earlier. He likes getting that pitch in there in the zone, trying to induce a rollover, if not a called strike. 1-1 pitch from Cantor. Swung on and popped up mile high. Behealer and Duque on it. Behealer will range over and make the grab.
Another pop-up. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pop-ups tonight. Caught by Longhorn players in the field. Austin Bowen is 1-for-2. He's up next. Struck out in the first. Singled in the third.
Put a good swing on that single in the third. First pitch to him in there for a strike.
Drove in the first Hurricane run with that single, and then was left stranded at first.
That was because the other runner was hosed at the plate. 0-1 pitch, swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Barton under it for the second out of the inning.
I'll tell you what, we call these pop-ups. Some of them have been a mile high tonight, and that was one of them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to catch the ball, kind of hard to see the ball from behind here. First pitch to Payne in the dirt for ball one.
Payne popped up to third and flew out to Grant Reynolds in right.
1-0 pitch from Cantor. Breaking ball taken for ball two. So it's 2-0 now on Payne. Center field in tonight's game. 2-0 pitch. Low in the dirt for ball three. So all of a sudden, with two quick outs, he falls behind 3-0 to Jeremy Payne. Hey, man, you know what you're gonna throw. 3-0 pitch from Cantor. In there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Payne didn't like it. He started trotting down to first. But that looked like a clear strike to me.
Yeah, me as well. And John threw a really nice comeback pitch, now working 3-1 against Payne.
3-1 pitch, swung on and popped up foul. It'll get off the fence. It's now full. Great job from Cantor to work back in the count after being down 3-0. Payoff pitch on the way from Cantor. Swung on right back to Cantor. He will make the play, throw it to first in time for the third out. Cantor shows off the leather, and the Hurricanes are retired 1-2-3. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Longhorn still up 3-1.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley. Top of the seventh inning from Hightower High School, Grant Reynolds, Brady Duque, and Brandon Mays due up for George Ranch, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. And I'll tell you what, Braylon Kazee has pitched a fairly tidy game himself. This will be pitch number 77 when he faces Reynolds here in the top of the seventh. But it's been the extra base hits that he's given up. A homer to Behealer, a double to Trey Akins, a double to Cody Ford, a double to Lane Walton. So the extra base hits have plagued him tonight, but overall, a fairly tidy game for him as well.
Yeah, Longhorns have seen the ball well. I mean, they've put every ball in play, have not struck out once this game. So those ones that fell in the gap produced three runs, and they hold that 3-2-1 lead. This one smokes right center field. Right fielder on it, and he'll make the grab. Great running play from the right fielder, Telford. And that retires Reynolds for the first out.
Tell you what, the Hurricane outfielders have done a nice job tonight, especially Austin Bowen in left. He's tracked down some lasers out there in left and left center, and this one by Christian Tilford.
Brings up Brady Duquet. First pitch, swung on, fouled off, over the screen. It's 0-1. Duquet 0-2, smoked the ball to left, but unfortunately lined out and then grounded out to first base unassisted. It's 1-1 now on him after taking that close pitch away. Here's the pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor breaking ball caught the plate, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch high for ball two. And it's 2-2 on Duque. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Smoke to the right side. First baseman on it, and he will make the play for the second out. Duque goes down three unassisted once again.
Cody Jones going to his right. Tracked it down. Lost his hat in the process. And then turned around and outran Brady Duque to first. Two outs. Brandon Mays at the plate.
Mays 0-2, grounded out to Gutierrez in the third and flew out to the center fielder, Payne, in the fifth. First pitch to him is taken high for ball one. Let's go, 1-0 pitch, high once again for ball two. Brandon can get on, top of the lineup. Ryan Barton will face Kazee for the fourth time. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Pitch inside, and it hits Mays on the thigh. So he's on with a hit by pitch with two outs here in the seventh.
Both pitchers have hit a batter tonight. John Cantor did it a few innings ago. Brandon Mays just got hit by a Kazee offering. And it looks like Jonas Gonzalez trots down to first. Courtesy runner for Brandon Mays.
Great speed for Gonzalez. Might see him on the move here early. Try to get him in scoring position for Barton with two outs here in the seventh. Three-run lead is big, way bigger than a two-run lead in the seventh, in the last inning, especially. First pitch, low for ball one. Gonzalez stays put at first. One-oh pitch. Inside, almost hits Barton, and it's 2-0.
Things might be catching up with Braylon Kazee as he works in the top of the seventh. Got the first two batters out, but then some errant pitches around. Finally hit Brandon Mays, and now he works 2-1 against Ryan Barton.
That one barely caught the plate on the outside corner, and it's now 2-1.
He was all ready to go again. Ryan Barton said not so fast and stepped out. Now he's in the right-hander's batter's box.
Gonzalez takes off. This one smoked to center field. Center fielder under it for the third out of the inning. Barton lines out to the center fielder, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. Longhorns up 3-1, looking for another win.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets,
dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's go back out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball.
All right, thanks again, Bob. Richard Starnes, Braylon Kazee, and Dylan Turpo due up to face lefty John Cantor, trying to close this one out and pick up win number 7 against 2 losses.
Cantor looking to pitch a complete game. Looks like we have some activity in the Longhorns bullpen. That looks to be Joe Hernandez up. Pitched a really good game against Bridgepoint last Friday. Went 5 1/3. And then Cubza brought in Jackson Rifle to close out that 6th.
Richard Starnes officially 0-1. He popped up to Brady Duque in the 2nd. Walked and then was thrown out trying to steal in the 4th.
Longhorns 3 outs away from a solid 3-1 victory. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Another get-me-over breaking ball from Cantor, and it's 0-1. Another breaking ball. This one swung on, little check swing. Check over to first. He did go around, and it's 0-2. pitch from Cantor. Swung on and missed. Blew the fastball right by Starnes. And there's one out here in the 7th.
Strikeout number 4 for John Cantor. Braylon Kazee due up. He struck out in the 2nd and then grounded on a comebacker to Cantor. Was put out 1-3.
First pitch to Kazee. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Another get-me-over breaking ball to start on that bat. And it's 0-1. pitch. Breaking ball swung on, fouled off to the right side. It's 0-2.
Cantor is hard to beat when he's rolling like this and mowing down hitters one after another. He had a solid 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 6th innings and working here in the 7th trying to close this one out for George Ranch.
0-2 pitch to Kazee, swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts. And there are quickly 2 outs here in the 7th.
Dylan Turpo grounded out to Blake Behealer on a 3-1 put out with Cantor covering and then popped out to Grant Reynolds in the 5th.
You don't see this much. Both hitters in this inning have struck out on 3 pitches. Let's see if Cantor can do it again for the Immaculate. 1st pitch to Turpo. Breaking ball swung on and fouled off to the left side. It's 0-1. Turpo 0-2, grounded out to Behealer and also flew out to Reynolds. 0-1 pitch from Cantor. Breaking ball swung on, and that will be a base hit up the middle for Turpo. So two-out base runner here in the bottom of the seventh for the Hurricanes.
Right through the box, right through Cantor, and into center field, Dallas Torres at the plate.
Torres 0-for-2, popped out to Behealer and struck out, swinging in the fifth.
Brandon Mays had to add a throw out to that one as the third strike was dropped, but he took care of that.
First pitch, swung on and missed. 0-1 on Torres. Seems like Torres has not been picking up that curveball well from Cantor. He swung out on that pretty much that exact same pitch, curveball, low in the dirt. It's 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Another curveball. This one swung on. Chopper to short. Walton will make the play. Throw it to first. In time for the third out, and that's the ball game. Longhorns take this one 3-1 after some impressive pitching from Cantor. He goes the full game, only allowing one run and I believe 4 or 5 hits. Very solid work from Cantor. Offense was provided thanks to Trey Akins, Cody Ford, and who was the last RBI?
Yeah, RBIs by Behealer on
Behealer on the solo homer.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from Hightower. Final score again, George Ranch 3 and the Hurricanes 1.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, back at the ballpark, it's a final, George Ranch 3-1 over the Hightower Hurricanes, and just a great performance by the lefty John Cantor, picks up win number 7 on the year against 2 losses. His pitch count, just 75 pitches over 7 innings. He gave up 3 hits, struck out 5, scattered those hits, hit 1 batter, walked 1 batter. But all in all, just a great performance by John.
Yeah, this was one of the most dominant performances from a pitcher all season. Cantor, 75 pitches over 7 innings is really impressive, just a notch over 10 an inning. Offense started with that Cody Ford to RBI double to right center field. That drove in Akins, and then 1-2 innings later, Blake Behealer launched a solo homer to left. And then the third run came from a Trey Akins RBI double of himself. So 3 runs for the Longhorns. That was all that's necessary whenever you have Cantor on the mound. He only allowed 1. Really solid display overall from the defense, the pitching, and the hitting. Longhorns take this one 3-1 and improve to 9-5 in district play.
Longhorns move on to senior night on Friday night. Dulles Vikings come into George Ranch for the ball game. We'll have it live on GRHSI Radio, stream number 1, where you are right now. 6:45 is airtime. First pitch is 7 o'clock. For Julian Munoz, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Final score again, Longhorns 3 and the Hurricanes 1. So long, everybody.
Okay, I'll be back in 1 second.